Good evening, and today I've got Brains, SA Gold, ABV 4.7%, Dragon Brewery, Cardiff. Full-flavoured, hoppy, refreshing ale brewed with Cascade and Styrian Golding hops to create an easy drinking beer with distinctive citrus notes. And it's well paired with white fish. Okay, so I've got bacon and eggs. And it's just water, malt and hops. They haven't written in yeast there. But so this is basically, you know, very, very similar to the Cornish proper job. But this is a Welsh take on it. So SA Gold. This is pretty much what they're going to offer you as the same type of beer. You know, a very hoppy, very golden pale ale that's deliberately trying to kick towards citrus. So this is a very modern style of British beers. Or again, a very, 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 you know, a big, crisp bite. But it's a type of beer where you want to just take a really good taste of it and just let it hang for a bit. Now, because this is 4.7% and the other was 5.5%, the proper job from St. Austell Brewery, you're not getting such, you know, the other one really hung on the roof of my mouth, and this is much, much softer, much more sort of velvet, and it's a much easier texture, but it is giving me a massive finish, and there's quite a bit of the sort of bite that you like from a lager, but coming from, you know, the ale, yeast and the hops. I would say that is the best take I've ever had on a pale ale, right? Fantastic, fantastic interlayering of different flavours in there. I wouldn't say personally, you know, I wouldn't have said, oh yeah, that tastes citrusy. It's there's a lot of hoppy bitterness and some golden caramel. And even celery notes in this one. It's really got a lot to offer, actually. I wasn't sure whether I would like it, but it is an excellent, excellent beer. And so if you're a lager drinker looking towards trying out a pale ale, this, I think, would be first choice. I mean, it really is nice. It's definitely going to appeal to someone coming off lager. And that's a good thing, because then you'll want to try, you know, going into the pale ales and seeing what you can find. I can't possibly imagine any lager drinker wouldn't enjoy this. It's a beautiful, beautiful beer. In fact, if I didn't know what it was and I was blind tasting it, I would have thought it was a Pilsner. It's pretty close, you know, but still that nice rounded softness of a British ale. So essentially, whatever kind of beers you're drinking, there are only two different types of beer, and it's predominantly to do with the yeast used. One is your golden lager, and those are usually more full of carbon dioxide and gassy, so they're more fizzy, and you know, there's a lot of bubbles going up into a lager glass. So usually a lager glass will be pretty tall and thin, and those are brewed with a lager yeast and brewed in vast quantities without a great deal of attention to detail. And those are your lagers, and they, you know, that's across the board from any kind of very basic lager to a full-bodied Pilsner. Everything else which is brewed with an ale yeast is an ale. So the term beer covers everything from lager to ale to stout, and everything else that isn't lager is an ale, and that includes all your pale ales, all your IPAs, All your stouts, all your porters, all your bitters, all your amber ales, absolutely everything that is brewed with an ale yeast, not a lager yeast, is an ale. So even a stout is the same as a pale ale, actually. Predominantly, the difference is simply the colour, believe it or not. And I've only found that out in the last 6 months through reading the book on cask ale and understanding what is the difference between beer, ale and lager and stout. Is it a different thing, you know? And so essentially you're looking at a product that is water, often spring water from an artesian well underneath the brewery. You're looking at malted barley, occasionally wheat as well, and much less so these days oats and rye, although the majority of beer at one time in the Middle Ages certainly was brewed from oats. Barley is quite a newcomer in the beer world and it's taken storm now. So you've got your water, maybe from an artesian well, and you've got your malted barley, right? And it's the malt barley that ferments, and it's only the palest that ferments. So all the darker roasts are just there for coloration. And then you've got the hops, which provide actually the flavor, right? And a very clever blend of hops will provide, you know, all kinds of different flavors. You probably don't want citrus in a stout, for example, but essentially the brewer's craft is about combining different malts and different hops to create the style. But the essential difference between them all is the yeast used, because there's only two types of yeast, a lager yeast and an ale yeast, but most breweries will be working with a yeast that is more or less unique to them, and they just keep growing it. And so somebody like Harvey's of Sussex, you know, with the big black and white Victorian Tower brewery, they're actually using a yeast from the 1950s, and their yeast is it provides a very, very sweet character. It's the sweetest of all British beers, any beer that you get from Harvey's, and I believe that's to do with the yeast that is totally unique to them. The history of brewing is incredible. So what I highly recommend is, you know, within 50 to 100 miles of you, find a traditional brewer, Victorian if possible, and go and have a brewery tour and listen carefully to everything they say. And it's going to make you realise what an immense, incredible industry British brewing is. And most brewers will not only have a wide range of ales from pale ale up to stout, but they'll also produce at least four seasonal ales, and those are the ones you really want to get into. I'm just going to tell you my top favourite brewers around the country. Harvey's, because they're so traditional. The beers aren't altogether to my personal taste, but the wide range that they provide is historic and incredible. Shepherd Neame, I mean, I used to be a big fan of Shepherd Neame, but since they've started just putting carte blanche glucose syrup in all their bottled beers, I've actually boycotted most of their products. Just occasionally I'll have a seasonal beer of theirs in one of their local Kent pubs, but I try, and I know a lot of Kent people are like this now, we're trying to actually boycott Shepherd Neame. Sad, because it's the oldest brewer and, you know, it's huge locally, but, you know, you don't want compromise, you want integrity. So SA Brains are, you know, the Cardiff brewers, they're well worth checking out. I'm particularly fond of Hook Norton and the Wye Valley Brewery, which is Stoke Lacey near Bromyard in Herefordshire. Absolutely incredibly good variety of beers, but they do tend towards wheat, which I'm not massively fond of. So those are great. And then you've got the Black Sheep Brewery and Feakston's at Masham in Yorkshire. They're amazing as well. And, you know, there's just, I mean, Norfolk and Suffolk are just producing brewers like goodness knows what. And you will have, you know, upwards of 20 micro brewers around you. So just keep a lookout for what you can find. I've found in my area of Kent, it's quite disappointing how few microbrewers are represented in the pubs on the pumps. So if I can find what I would call a microbrewer, in other words, not a national brand, on a pump, I will go for that, you know, if at all possible. So the other day I had a Skylark Stout 4.6% from 3 Acres Brewery in Sussex, but this was the Ewe and Lamb in Rolvenden Lane, Kent, practically on the Isle of Oxney. And, you know, I just pop in there occasionally and have something. They always do a lineup of 4 ales. It's very, very impressive. And I'll always support the pubs which do make a big effort to bring in something local within, say, 40-mile radius of the pub. So another good one is the Woolpack Inn at Warehorn, just south of Ashford and just above the marsh area. And they always have 2, and they usually they're very local. So I had a 3 legs brown ale last week. That was absolutely amazing because it was so like the beers of, you know, maybe 40 years ago. It's very impressive. But I do tend towards pale ales, but not always. I mean, I really do know my ales in this district. And for example, I absolutely hate Long Man Long Blonde or whatever it's called. I can't stand it. I think it's an absolutely awful beer. But it doesn't mean that I'm not, you know, I don't wend towards pale ales. Or, you know, some of the beers which sort of owe quite a lot to the old-fashioned mild, those can be really fantastic as well. Essentially, what I would suggest is don't get stuck in a rut. Try different beers. If there's 4 on, I will try to try all 4, you know, if I can, if I don't know them, you know. And at different times of the year, you will find one beer that you really like. You've just lost the taste for it. But try it again another season. You know, try and get out there a bit more. Have your locals. Have ones that you go to, take friends to, a bit further afield. Try one for a meal. Just keep on using them because it is use it or lose it. Britain's pub industry is on its knees. So many pubs around me are saying, if I don't get more trade this year, I'm going to have to close the doors. You know, I can only assume they don't even think about getting a more vibrant couple in to run it. I don't know. But, you know, it's uphill. So bottled beers are a good introduction to the, you know, the possibilities and the potential of your local ale house. And don't forget as well, you know, a lot of small towns now are opening micro pubs. We've got a couple here in New Romney and Dymchurch, so you'll probably get the best selection of micro brews from those. Okay, there's quite a few of those around Kent, and although it takes a bit of effort to put some mileage on the car and get out to them, you know, for goodness sake, do if you can, because absolutely use it or lose it, you know. And I'm always saying, the pub needs your fiver even more than you do. So get your taste in with the bottled beers and then go out and see what you can get on the pumps in your locals. I mean, I go, you know, I travel at least 40 miles round and I know all the pubs in the district, whether they're any good or not, you know. And the ones that are good and make an effort, you know, they get my special recommendation.